It was a tough night for the area boys basketball teams as all three of them fall that were in action on Monday. IK Manning lost to Riverside 50-39. That game was tied 37-37 late in the ballgame, but Riverside closes out the game on a 13-2 run. Amos Rasmussen had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Connor Halber added 14 points to go with 12 rebounds in the loss. Glidden Ralston falls to Ogden 65-42. Ethan Oberding had 17 points. The Wildcats scored just 7 points in the second quarter and at 5 in the third quarter, otherwise played pretty well. Peyton Jordan falls to West Bend Mallard 76-46. Joe Carey had 17 points. Shaden Thurman finished up with 11 points last night in the loss. Other boys basketball scores, it was ACGC over Caminita 62-60 in double overtime. Creston beat Red Oak 57-52. It was Earlham over AHSD of Oka Walnut 56-54. Greene County down Woodward Granger 67-53. It was Harlan all over Atlantic 77-50. Manson North as Webster down Emmitsburg 66-47. Norwalk took care of Carlisle 43-27. It was west of Monona over Loma 54-40. And Winterset got by Van Meter 64-55. On the girls' side of things, IK Manning pulls away in the third quarter to roll by Riverside 65-39. I had 5 players in double digits. They really played well. Bianca Cadwell, 11 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. Macy Doyle, 10.6 steals. Mabel Langle led the way with 18.6 rebounds. Abigail Nyheisel had 10.5 rebounds. And Bailey Germer, 10 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 steals. Glenn Ralston knocked off Ogden 42-40. Paige Klucky had a big game last night, but Vanessa Kaler hit the last second shot to give them the win. Kaler would finish up with 4.4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Paige Klucky added 30 points to go with it, 16 rebounds and 4 steals. Coon Rapids Baird, meanwhile, falls to Earlham 50-43. Lydia Hoffbauer had 10 points. Jessica Evans had 7 rebounds. Bryn Bass had 17 points. And Briley Clayburg had 10 points to go with 17 rebounds. Rest of the girls' basketball scoreboard, it was Caminito over ACGC 51-38. Creston beat Red Oak 79-38. Emmitsburg top Manson Northwest Webster 43-29. Harlan beat Atlantic 64-34. It was Loma over West Monona 53-52. Norwalk down Carlisle 60-34. It was Shenandoah over Tri-Center 47-30. St. Albert beat AHSD of Oka Walnut 56-54. Winterset down Van Meter 56-33. And Woodward Granger got by Greene County 40-35. Not much trouble for the LA Rams last night. Matthew Stafford threw for 202 yards, a pair of touchdowns in his first playoff victory as the Rams roll by the Arizona Cardinals in the wild card round 34-11. The Rams now get the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday for the right to play in the NFC Championship game. Sasha Stefanovic scored at 22 points, had a go-ahead three that at the start of the double overtime that sent number 4 Purdue to a 96-88 victory over number 17 Illinois. Purdue improved to 15-2 on the season. One other men's college basketball score from the Big Ten, it was Indiana knocking off Nebraska 78-71. 3 games in women's top 25. Oregon upends number 9 UConn 72-59. It was Oregon State knocking off number 22 Colorado 69-66 and 13th ranked Georgia down Missouri 72-62. Carroll boys swim team heads out on the road tonight. They'll be over at Boone. In wrestling, South Central Calhoun, ACGC, and Woodward Granger are at Baxter, while Audubon travels to Underwood. Full slate of basketball tonight. South Central Calhoun hosts Pocahontas area. ESAC is home to West Bend Mallard. Peyton Jordan goes on the road to Caminita. Coon Rapids Baird will host West Harrison. Arweva entertains Xyro Kern Kimbledon. IK Manning is home to HST of Oka Walnut. Audubon goes to Trainer. Kemper's on the road at Clarinda. And the Carroll Tigers travel to North Polk. I'll have that broadcast for everybody on 93.7 KKRL. Pregame coverage tonight between 5:45 and 5:50. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.